Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Thursday, May 12th, 2022. I'm Chance Miller. We are sponsored today by the 9 to 5 Mac merch store, which you can check out at the link in the show notes below. We've got a wide array of different 9 to 5 Mac t-shirts, including a limited edition t-shirt to celebrate the end of the iPod era. We've also got 9 to 5 Mac stickers, polishing cloths, and more. Again, check out the 9 to 5 Mac store at the link in the show notes below or 9to5mac.com/store. Leading off today, Google yesterday held its annual Google I/O Developer Conference. In addition to the usual announcements of things like a new Pixel smartphone, an all-new Pixel watch, and more, the company also used I/O as a way to take a jab at Apple. As many people are probably aware, Apple has refused to support RCS, or Rich Communication Services, on the iPhone. RCS is the modern upgrade to SMS texting, with many features that Apple brought to iMessage over a decade ago. As it stands today, RCS, which is a universal technology supported by most Android phones, has over 500 million active users. During Google I/O yesterday, the company said that it hopes every mobile operating system gets the message and upgrades to RCS, so messages are, quote, private no matter what device you're using, end quote. RCS improves basic SMS with support for features like read receipts and encryption. These, of course, are features that Apple built into iMessage when it debuted as part of iOS 5 in 2011. But of course, iMessage isn't available on any non-Apple devices. The fluidity of messaging between iPhones and Apple devices, which of course is denoted by the iconic or infamous blue bubbles, has been a major marketing win for Apple and is one of the biggest lock-ins of the iOS ecosystem. Android phones communicate with iPhones right now via SMS, denoted by green bubbles. In an alternative timeline without iMessage, RCS would be an easy feature for Apple to bring to the iPhone. But in reality, Apple is refusing to adopt the technology because in its mind, it solved the problem for iPhone users a decade ago. And of course, Apple thinks everyone should just buy an iPhone. Whether or not Apple ever caves in and adopts RCS on iPhone remains to be seen. Eventually, it is of course possible that antitrust legislation forces Apple to either open up iMessage to other Android devices or to adopt RCS to improve cross-platform communication with encryption. But as it stands today, there are no indications Apple has any plans to adopt RCS. In other news today, Apple's search ads business is becoming an increasingly important part of its services revenue, but Apple has faced criticism for investing in search ads as it cracks down on third-party advertising with things like app tracking transparency. With the release of iOS 15 last year, Apple added a new prompt when a user opens the App Store for the first time, giving the user the option to either opt in or opt out of personalized ads. It's important to remember that this choice applies solely to Apple's first-party advertising efforts in the App Store, so this is data that Apple collects, anonymizes, and uses for search ads targeting. This has nothing to do with app tracking transparency, which applies to third-party advertising. Apple delivered a presentation to advertising partners this week, explaining that App Store search ads help advertisers grow their business while giving users control over how their information is used. App Store search ads are the ads you see in the App Store at the top of search results when you look for a specific app or a category of applications. The emphasis in Apple's presentation to advertisers this week is that search ads rely very little on personalized targeting, and conversion rates are virtually unaffected. According to data aggregated by Apple, 78% of iOS search volume on the App Store came from devices with personalized ads turned off. This effectively means that 78% of users are opting to turn off personalized ads when they see that prompt in the App Store for the first time, and just 22% are opting into personalized advertising. The average conversion rate between users with personalized ads enabled or disabled is nearly identical. For customers who opted into personalized ads, advertisers saw a 62.1% conversion rate, according to Apple. Users with personalized advertisements disabled saw a conversion rate of 62.5%. Apple explains that many developers are actually better off by targeting users who have personalized ads disabled, which is the opposite thinking that some developers might have. Apple says that this is because App Store search ads are priced with an auction-based bidding system. So the pool of users with personalized ads disabled is larger than the pool of users who opted into personalized ads. So in terms of supply and demand, the prices are lower when you target personalized ads disabled, again, because that group of people is so much larger. And again, Apple says the ads are just as effective, if not more effective. Again, Apple's goal with this presentation is to emphasize that even though its own search ads business is growing, as it cracks down on third-party advertising, its version of advertising relies less and less on personalized data, especially compared to other companies like Facebook. You can check out the full study at the link in the show notes below. To round out this week, let's check in with Rika Altland from 9to5 Toys, who has details on some of the best Apple deals to finish up your week.
All of today's best deals are now up for grabs and headlined by a particularly notable offer courtesy of Amazon that's discounting Apple's latest 11-inch M1 iPad Pro down to $800. Normally fetching $899 for this 256-gig capacity model, this is marking a new 2022 low, as well as the best price since back in November. Matching the best we've seen to date across the board at $99 off, this is still also one of the first times this steep of a savings markdown has been applied. You can also save up to $199 off higher-end models as part of today's sale, all of which are sitting at the best prices of the year. Whether you opt for one of the more affordable models or end up maxing out the storage, Apple's latest iPad Pro arrives with an M1 chip that powers the 11-inch Liquid Retina display and Thunderbolt connectivity. That's on top of other inclusions like Wi-Fi 6, Face ID, and all-day battery life, amongst other staples in the iPadOS lineup like Apple Pencil support and more. Over on the smart home front today, those looking to expand or start their Philips Hue journey are also in luck with a new mix and match sale that's taking 15% off a collection of the brand's popular smart bulbs, ambient light strips, lamps, and more. Delivering some of the best discounts of the year when you pick up two different accessories, all of the options in today's sale will expand your setup with ambient lighting, be it just your typical color light bulbs, portable lamps, bias lighting for behind the TV, and even standalone form factors. A personal favorite would have to be the Philips Hue Go with the built-in battery just because of how portable it is, but you'll also find a wide selection of other devices that work over Bluetooth or Zigbee for connecting with your HomeKit, Alexa, or Google Assistant setup. And closing out everything, those who could use a Mac upgrade for video calls and the like will find that Anker's official Amazon storefront is currently offering its new PowerConf C200 2K USB-C webcam for $60. Having just launched earlier in the year, today's markdown is usually selling for $70 and delivers the third notable price cut to date and landing at the all-time low. As Anker's latest workstation upgrade, the PowerConf C200 arrives on the other end of the spectrum as its higher-end video bar, delivering 2K webcam capabilities much the same. This unit packs a handheld form factor with a built-in mount that can be positioned on everything from your laptop screen to iMacs, external monitors, and really anything else. On top of the adjustable 95-degree field of view and dual microphones, Anker also includes low light correction and autofocus for pairing with your Mac setup. And for all of today's other best deals, Apple or otherwise, be sure to keep it locked to 9to5toys.com.
That wraps up another week of 9to5 Mac Daily. We'll be back on Monday for a new week of Apple News. Again, please be sure to check out the 9to5 Mac store at the link in the show notes or at 9to5mac.com/store. You can also find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back on Monday for a new week of 9to5 Mac Daily.